This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sham Sharania on the Pat McAfee podcast, talking about the Boston Celtics yet again, teasing big things, talking about the, you know, more expected trades of Jrue Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis, but seems like every time he speaks or writes or tweets about the Boston Celtics, he throws in Jaylen Brown. Ah, they'd prefer not to trade Jaylen Brown, but they're getting offers. They're getting big offers on Jaylen Brown. And I wonder, is he doing that, just because it's legitimate that there's flat-out offers out there that he's hearing teams are offering for Jaylen Brown? B, are the Celtics trying to drum up trade offers? And the more he talks about it, maybe the more other teams say, oh, Jaylen Brown might get traded this offseason. Maybe we should get in on this bidding. Is he preparing Celtic Nation for the idea that a team that will not have Jason Tatum this year might also not have Jaylen Brown? Where do we think this little Jaylen Brown smoke that just keeps emanating from Shams is coming from?
I think this is preparing everyone to have a drastically different looking Celtics team starting this October.
But everybody knows that. I'm talking about Jaylen Brown.
No. Jaylen Brown's not going anywhere.
To me, it would be stunning if Jrue Holiday and Porzingis are back. Not that they get traded. Like, that would be stunning to me.
But all three is.
But every time Shams talks, he brings up Jaylen Brown. And I don't really know why, because I thought as soon as Jason Tatum went down as a JB guy, I was like, he's not going anywhere. You can't lose JT and trade JB in the same offseason. That would be crazy. But it feels like at least those discussions have been had at some point in time.
Does it depend on what Brad sees what the future is for this team? I mean, do they want to get really young? I mean, because if you trade, you know, JB, your chances are it's for a lot of draft picks, and you kind of do what OKC, maybe reset the team in a way that OKC is kind of reset with all their draft picks. That's I think the most likely scenario is that the players that Shams mentioned off the top, I think KP's gone and I think Jrue Holiday's gone.
Yeah.
And to some degree, I think Sam Hauser's gone. I mean, partly it's because KP just, you can't, look, as excited as I was about him when he got here, and I think he truly kind of made the Celtics when he was healthy almost unbeatable.
Mm-hmm.
You can't count on him. You just can't. You can't count on the guy at all. And then with Jrue, I think you have a guy that can come in and replace him with Pritchard. And then Hauser, I think you have maybe a guy that can come in and replace him with Baylor Sherman. And so, to me, the reason Hauser and Jrue can go like no problem is because they think they have guys that can fill in for them and do to what they do to some degree as good, if not better.
And you also have been advocating for them to get younger, and you would get younger. You know, you had the numbers of the Knicks-Pacers series and the average ages and where the Celtics compared. If you trade Jrue Holiday, you
OKC
trade
and the Pacers, Porzingis, two of the youngest teams in are in the NBA, and they're both in the finals.
But it is not going to be a better team by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, it's not going to be a better team this year because Jason Tatum's not going to play. Like, no matter what. And that was my point with Brad Stevens. You have an opportunity here where everybody accepts the fact you're not going to be as good because your superstar isn't there. So how do you manipulate this season
to set you up for 2027. Yeah.
And whatever that is, I'm not saying I know all the answers. Keep JB, build around JB. Hey, if you want to trade JB and get younger, go that route. I think that's a dangerous route. Because I do think Jason Tatum expects a certain complimentary cast, right? Like, he's been living the life of, I got a Drew Holiday, I got a Derek White, I got a JB that can do this. And if he shows back up and he's like, who the hell are all these young guys? Well, and why are they not ready to go to the finals with me?
Let me ask you this question. Which team would give the Celtics a quicker chance to compete? Keeping Hauser, Porzingis, and Holiday and trading Brown, or vice versa? Because the money would be about the same. A little more money is offloaded if you unload the trio versus just Jalen Brown. But which would...
I mean, I think Drew Holiday is on borrowed time, and I think...
But the reports are they're asking for a first for him.
Yeah, because I think on the right team, for 1 year, like, he can put you over the top.
For two years?
Collect a third ring with a third different team. I don't say that's not a possibility for him. Go to the right place. Hell, an OKC, if you wanted to add him as a veteran presence. Like, any of these teams that are good teams, Drew Holiday helps you on the court, in the leadership, that whole thing. I agree with it.
There's different, you know, first round not, doesn't mean, you know, lottery pick, right? I mean, it could be, you know, somebody that's, you know, in the 20s that's trading a first round pick for Drew Holiday.
It's also basically all that's traded in the NBA. Like, I know the seconds are tacked on, but if you make a trade, it's for a first round pick. Like, that's the currency they utilize in that league. The Jaylen Brown thing I find interesting, because a few years ago, I found it interesting when Scal brought up Jaylen Brown in offseason trade, Kevin Durant rumors, things, and then later it was just flat out admitted, yeah, we had discussions for...
Don't you think that maybe part of it, to some degree, is it's the hot stove for the NBA is become the best hot stove of all sports?
Yes.
It's become what the Major League Baseball's hot stove used to be 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so, don't you think, Fitzy, that part of it is, you just throw JB's name out there, because... Look, there's probably interest. I don't know if it's real, but to some degree, there's probably interest, because that's what's going to get people interested is, oh, Jaylen Brown is maybe going to get moved. And so it just makes this offseason, I think, a little bit more intriguing if his name is bantied about.
If you throw his name in there, people think, oh, yeah, like you were saying, maybe they're interested in trading Jaylen Brown. Give him a call. You call the sellers like, hey, is JB available? Only if someone blows us away. However, could I interest you in a nice little Hauser Porzingis package, or maybe a Holiday and Hauser if you're looking to take it to the next level and win an NBA championship? Like, what about the Lakers? I know they have, like, no picks left, but wouldn't they be interested in a Hauser-Holiday combination, or at least Drew Holiday? Wouldn't he be a key element for a team? You've got LeBron, who plays everywhere. You've got Luka. You have Austin Reeves. What about maybe a Holiday added to that package as well?
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. I could see him fitting on almost any team. To me, he's the type of player that could fit in on almost any team with not only his skill set, because we've seen it here.
Mm-hmm.
He can be a point guard, but he can kind of not be the point guard because somebody else is the ball dominant player, and I'll just fill my role on defense and as sort of a complimentary option. He can be the leader. They signed him to the extension right before the playoffs because they clearly wanted to validate him as a leader a couple of years ago and to win. Yeah, I think Drew Holiday, any coach would say, do I want Drew Holiday on my team? Sure, give me Drew Holiday on my team and we're a better basketball team. I just, the Porzingis stuff, like, I've accepted all of that. You're right, Ted. If you want to move my needle as an onlooker, as a reader, you include Jaylen Brown in your little trade rumors column or whatever. Otherwise, I go, the Celtics are making a couple moves with some old guys to reconfigure.
So if for Jaylen Brown to be traded, what do you think the Celtics would have to get back?
Well, and that's where you mentioned earlier the OKC thing. But draft picks do them nothing with Jason Tatum. If I'm Jason Tatum and I see you trade Jaylen Brown for four first-round picks, I say, my agent wants to talk to you about maybe trading me for four first-round picks, because I don't want to be here with four first-round picks. I want to be here with another star who can help me win.
I told you, the only thing I could see, player for player, I don't know, Kevin Durant for him.
No.
Right?
I actually don't think that's enough.
So the only – okay, so I'm – okay, that's interesting. I would say the only thing worth trading JB for is the number one overall pick. And the Mavericks are not trading, my guess is.
Cooper Flagg for one JB. Flag. Holy smokes.
Nico Harrison reconfirming he's the dumbest.
I would do that in a heartbeat.
So, but could Andy wear a Jaylen Brown Mavericks jersey to the beach, or is that in bad taste if that happens?
I would probably have to. Or maybe I get a Cooper Flagg jersey, New England kid.
How committed to the Jaylen Brown fan club are you?
See, that's an interesting question you ask as a card-carrying member, because it would be – I could see myself watching, like, the first couple games where he's in Dallas. Let's just use this Dallas comparison.
and being like, yeah, this isn't going to go well. I might have to latch on Cooper Flagg kid or something.
Yeah, no one else to support him.
We don't know what we honestly have no idea what he's going to be here or anywhere else as the every night alpha. It's Jalen Brown's team.
Do you think he's a number one? Do you think he can carry a team?
I think he's a number one.
Is he so like a team like, say, Detroit? It's got a lot of young guys that play really hard. You think Jalen Brown would go there, would want to go there?
He's pretty good.
I don't think they would trade him unless he signed off on it either. I don't think they would trade JB unless.
No,
he's talked to them about, yep. Right?
100%. You and I bandied this about yesterday before Ted came in, and then things got very football and Roman Anthony centric. Ted, how would you feel about, because he has expressed an interest, reportedly, to go to San Antonio. There was talk of him maybe going to the Knicks, but that's now been shot down. How would you feel, because he's only got 1 year left on his deal. What if Kevin Durant were to say, hey, I'll go step in for Tatum while he's out that year and see if we can't run it back in Boston?
No.
Never?
Nope.
No?
I'm kind of with Andy to some degree. I just don't like...
Chemistry killer?
And didn't he have a chance to come here? Doesn't he already kind of
his
stance known on what he feels about Boston?
Yeah, he didn't
9 years
come
ago.
Here.
I
don't want him.
He and Kyrie chuckled about Boston made fun of, alluded to racism and different things.
I'm just asking.
He also wins nothing without Steph Curry, so...
You know what? And there's no way they would. It's such from a cultural standpoint. I think the Celtics have this clearly defined culture that they want. And Jason Tatum is at the top of it.
Yes.
And no one's going to, they don't want to bring anybody in that's going to threaten that.
So
AD would do that. And they're not going to do that.
My other question with Jalen Brown is, if he stays and is embarking on this year, well, we also need to, he had minor surgery. He's expected to be ready for training camp. That knee that he dealt with over the end of the season.
It's a little cleanup.
Yeah, it's a cleanup. I'm not worried about that. So let's just say he's back. He doesn't get traded. Other things happen, whatever.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Does this affect him that he continues to hear his name bandied about? Because we know he can be, I don't know if sensitive is the right word. He's aware of perceptions of how he is seen by the organization, right? That like he's aware of those
things. He has been mentioned in trade rumors, maybe in the not in the last couple of years, but in all the preceding years.
Right.
And did it affect him?
I don't know.
I don't think so. So I
he
don't
makes some
know
comments occasionally. Like it's definitely at least in the back of his mind, if not in the front of his mind. He likes to tell you how much he gives up to be here and the different things that he does to be here. Mm. And we all thought that he, like Tatum, reached a certain stratosphere by winning, right? Like now you're a made man, you got your max contract, you were all NBA, you got your deal, like you're the guy, you're the finals MVP. And now when he thinks, it's like the football in front of Charlie Brown. Oh, I'm finally going to get the year to be the guy. I'm going to be the man. Wait, you're trading me for who? Or you're rumored to be talking about trading me for what? He seems like a guy who would be aware of it, and it might resonate negatively with him. That's just me as a supporter. And I would also kind of get it. He hasn't exactly been embraced in Boston by the bulk of the public. Like, there's a lot of...
The most underappreciated athlete in Boston?
Well, some of that's his own doing?
That is probably...
Being outspoken about certain things.
That is probably some fairness to that.
You know,
there is probably some fairness to that.
I mean,
but if I'm him and I'm reading the Boston papers,
And the story about Jaylen Brown is getting traded, and then the next story about the Patriots is Efton Chisholm III is like everybody loves Efton. I'm like, Efton Chisholm's getting a full story in the Globe, and how long did I have to work before I got some credit?
But in all the different sports, isn't basketball the NBA? That is the one sport where it's just, that's just, to me, being traded is such a common occurrence.
Yeah.
Even for the stars. I think
superstars. Yeah.
I mean, look at
SGA.
Well, look at Luka. I mean, even like if you don't think if you look at what happened with Luka, it's like, okay, dude, they're going to trade Luka?
Everybody.
Then everybody's on the
right.
Table.
Right. I mean, Shaq was traded. Kobe technically was traded. Yeah. The draft pick that Kobe was
Shaq's
traded.
First,
the whole thing.
Shaq, free agent to LA. So when he was traded to Miami, did they win the first year that he went to the Heat?
Yes.
I think they did right there. And that's when the Tell Me How My Blank Taste song came.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, if you look at the history of the NBA, you went in their top 50 all-time players, I bet you like 40 of them played for different teams.
So don't tell me Jaylen Brown's not untouchable. He's for the right deal, I would definitely listen.
Yeah, I wonder if there could be like a two picks and a player type of deal, where that would come from. Who could that come from?
But who's
from?
The player? What player am I getting?
That's what I'm
I need an all-NBA caliber player. I'm not talking the high-end. You know one that I had heard? Well, I feel like I had heard Bam Adebayo rumor.
What about, please, give me a break, Bam Adebayo.
Bam.
Are you kidding me? What about Giannis? Giannis, that's a better comp.
Straight up.
JB for Giannis.
Yesterday, now, please, thank you. Oh, God, yes.
Jump in there, Dan. Yeah, I know you got a thought.
I feel like the Celtics would have to tack at least a draft pick on.
Edik, why do we have to?
Really?
Oh, I think Giannis is in a class by himself in comparison to Jaylen Brown. Proven number one versus, maybe he's a number one. Like, you're getting a bit of an unknown quantity with JB.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you have to have the conversation. If you want to change the way the Celtics played, as has been discussed after they were bounced for shooting too many threes, he is a guy that brings...
The most dramatic change. Let me ask you this real quick.
Yeah.
Who has a better all-around game, Giannis or Jaylen? Defense, shooting ability, to the hole.
Answer it, Dan Ball.
I mean, it's probably, and I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm a hoop head, so I'm going with relatively limited knowledge. I feel like the well-rounded game is Jaylen Brown. The superstardom that you're going to miss without Jason Tatum is probably Giannis. He brings that.
G-I-A.
Yeah, which is why I'm saying that the Celtics would have to. I think one for one is not a fair expectation.
But the age, the contract, I think Giannis has 1 year, then could opt out. Like, there's other factors that could come into play in terms of the valuation of the two players.
But isn't there more that you don't know about Jaylen Brown at this point?
Yes. He's never been the guy.
Right.
He's never been. Giannis has been the guy who's led a team to a title. He plays a style of bully ball. He is ball dominant. He's going to take three steps and try to dunk on you. He's going to go to the line.
Oh, like, it's so boring. I know. 30, 34, 12 rebounds, three blocks.
Well,
it stinks.
I hate it. I hate the style of play in a certain way. But if you're looking, Ted, to alter the makeup of the Celtics and the style, Giannis is a massive step in that direction. I don't know how he and Tatum would coexist. When Tatum's like, I want to walk up, and Giannis is like, I want to run up.
That would be fast. But what it's going to be interesting. Would you think his trade value, JB's, is more valuable now or after next season, after we've seen him lead the Celtics and be the guy?
That's a loaded question. Because it depends on what you think of JB, right?
I don't think he's the guy that can carry a team.
And I could argue he's going to go out and average 29 points, 12 rebounds, and 8 assists a game, and you're going to be like, oh my God, Jaylen Brown's a one. JT who? But like, I'm a fan. I think your preconceived visions of JB, because you're right, there will be an answer at the end of the season in all likelihood.
I'll tell you this. I think you could average 29 a night.
Me too.
And average 1.5 assists per night.
Did you miss the 12?
Sticky.
Did you miss the 12?
That
wasn't
game.
Sticky at all.
Wait, was that in game 6?
It was the loosest, most fluid basketball you've ever seen.
How many times did he record 12 assists? How many times?
Once.
Wow.
Once.
Yeah.
One time.
There's our sample size, though.
So it happened.
How was the next
game? In the biggest game of the season.
Then what happened? What happened next?
And about the rest of his team let him down. He came out and tried to carry their asses, and they all sucked.
Andy,
did you watch the game?
Did you have to go to Groupon to buy that excuse at a discount?
It's not an excuse when it is true. It is just a reason given by a loser. I've told you that many times.
It's going to be an interesting offseason, though. But I think the most likely scenario is that KP and Drew Holiday and Hauser are gone.
before JB is. JB's, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think JB's going in. Yeah, exactly. I think I will be able to wear my JB jersey in vacation this week and then next summer again coming off the season.
He's not going anywhere full stop.
What a relief for all of us.
He's not going anywhere full stop. Correct. Like, as in he and Jalen or Jason Tatum will play together again in another year.
Either at the end of next year when Jaylen Brown leads them to the playoffs, and then we're like, wait, could Tatum come back for the Eastern Conference Finals to join JB for a run together that we never saw coming, or the following season? Either way, they're going to play together again. This is all just media mayhem. It's what Alex Cora said when he was with Jim Bowden on ESPN, and he's like, what do you think of this trade? I'm going to throw it out there and put it on Twitter. That's what Shams is doing. He's just trying to muddy the waters of a hot stove offseason for the NBA.
Way to put the media in its place, Andy. Good job.
Right. You can never trust the media. If there's one thing I've learned in 25 years in the media, you can never trust the media. 617-779-7937. What are your thoughts on a potential Jaylen Brown trade? Would you want Giannis? Who would you trade him for? Or is he going nowhere? We'll take those calls. But we'll also get into a little Efton Chisholm talk. He spoke to the media yesterday. One person on our station said he has been tremendously impressive. Another person, who's tremendously large and standing near me, said he was not overly impressed. A little Efton Chisholm assessment next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, trending.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The Red Sox beat the Rays last night at Fenway Park 3-1. Roman Anthony picked up his first big league hit, driving in two runs with a double in the first inning. Boston and Tampa play the rubber game tonight. First pitches at 7:10. Walker Buehler against Zach Littell on the mound. Here's your lineup for tonight. It's Jaron Duran out in left, and Rafael Devers your DH. Abraham Toro is at first. Carlos Narvaez is your catcher. Roman Anthony back out there at right field with Trevor Story at short. Marcelo Meyer at third. Christian Campbell at second, and Seydon Rafaela in center field batting ninth. You can listen to tonight's game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcan tonight at 6:10, and Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks have the call of the game. Game 3 of the NBA Finals is tonight in Indiana. The series between the Pacers and Thunder is tied at a game apiece. Tip-off is at 8:30. From earlier today, the Celtics announced that Jaylen Brown underwent a successful right knee arthroscopic procedure. He is expected to participate in training camp without any limitations. Meanwhile, Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals is tomorrow night in Florida. The Panthers lead the Oilers 2-1. Puck drop is at 8 p.m. Patriots players were in the building for the final day of minicamp today, but the team did not officially practice, with head coach Mike Vrabel saying that the team will, quote, be out on the field lifting, running, and meeting. And finally, the 125th U.S. Open Championship begins tomorrow at Oakmont Country Club in Pennsylvania. Scottie Scheffler, Bryson DeChambeau, and Rory McIlroy are the top three betting favorites to win the tournament. Visit the 99 this Father's Day weekend for a great lineup of menu specials Dad will love, like the new bourbon onion burger, a juicy 18-ounce T-bone steak, or their famous colossal lobster rolls. You gotta love the nines. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons live from Fenway Park coming up right after this.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.